Welcome to this Optics Weight Debates. Andras and myself, Theodore, we will talk today about the Leica GeoVit HDR models. So, Andras, where should we start?
Yeah, I think we should start with the history behind the Leica rangefinding binoculars, because I think that they were the first to introduce a laser rangefinding product to the civil market.
1992, yeah. Those bulky 7x42 GeoVits, but afterwards, since 1992 to this year, 2018, they had like 10 different series of GeoVits and so many different models, so they're really a market leader in this field. So when we talk about rangefinding binoculars, I'm strange that nobody just says, okay, Leica binoculars, when they're talking about rangefinding binoculars, because Leica did so many special products and so many
different products, yeah.
And they introduced so many new technologies into this field of the market.
And they were probably the pioneers in many fields here.
Yeah, they were the first which did the rangefinding binoculars as such, and they were also the first which did the rangefinding monoculars. They did the first rangefinding golf monoculars and so they really did a lot of stuff. And they also did the first binoculars with integrated ballistic calculator.
So in 2013,
HDD, right? HDD, yeah. So when we talk about the HDR, these are basically the HDB stripped off of the ballistic calculator. So you get the same periporal prism. That means really, really high quality optical performance and this special ergonomic design. Because these periporal prisms are of this shape, they're responsible for the shape of the whole
binoculars. The tubes are a little bit bent, yeah. I'd say. No?
But it's nice, it's really easy to hold them.
It's really nice to hold them.
So the HDR still measures the temperature, the same like the HDB. It measures the air pressure and it measures the angle. However, the temperature and the air pressure, you can only read them. They are not applied to any ballistic calculation because this HDR are missing the ballistic calculator. However, you can still see them and you can use them on your own external ballistic calculation. The angle is, however, used, and it's used to calculate the equivalent horizontal range. So this is something what the HDR gives you. They were introduced in 2015, so 2 years after the HDB. On the external, it's impossible to see any difference between the HDB and HDR, so you have to look closely.
Except the here where it's written, actually. Yeah. So the name is written on the side of the tube.
Yeah, so the first models which came out in 2015, they had a range of 2000 yards, roughly 1850 meters. And they were called Type 402, that was the 8x42. Then Type 403, it was 10x42. And Type 500, which was 8x56. And then now in 2018, there are new models, they're all named 2700. So HDR 2700, and they extended the range.
So this number basically stands for the range of detection, which is 2700 yards.
Yards, 2500 meters. And it gives you equivalent horizontal range out to 1100 meters.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the reason behind it is ethics, because they believe that shooting on, these are hunting binoculars, to be honest, shooting above 1000 meters on animals is not ethical. So I think this is the main reason, because mathematically you could still calculate the equivalent horizontal range also on 2500 meters, but they don't go that far. The housing is made out of magnesium, it's covered with rubber. They're made in Leica factory in Portugal.
We have the quality eye cups,
yeah.
We have the ergonomic feel and the ergonomically designed buttons. One is indented, one is not, so that you can easily set them apart. Even when you're looking, you can tell which one is which. And some people complain about the location of the focusing knob.
It depends on the size of your hand. Let's say I'm a guy with a small hand.
So I like this.
You're a guy with a big hand.
Yeah, so I like this style. For you, it would be perhaps better if the knob was inside here.
Inside of the bridge, yeah. But then all the people with big hands would have problems because they wouldn't be able to.
It's difficult to appease everyone.
Yeah. What else to say is that what is really interesting is that if we compare these binoculars with what competition is doing, they are actually really affordable, because other competitors are also more or less offering just equivalent horizontal range, like the HDRs. Nobody is offering all the functions of the HDB. On the other hand, with an HDR from Leica, you get the fastest measurement possible. I would say all the competitors, when you push the button, need a little bit extra time compared to Leica. You get really extremely good optical performance because of this periapoder prism.
High light transmission rate of
over 90%. Yeah. So they're even usable in low light, and they even have the 56 millimeter model.
So this is a great companion for hunting in twilight.
Yeah. So you basically get all the features with better optics, with longer range, with faster measurements for around 2,500 euros. And this is really a lot less than some competitors. So in this respect, they're really, I would say, best buy.
And the lenses, they are fully multi-coated, I think. And they also feature some of the premium coatings from Leica, such as Aqua Dura, which repels water and dirt from the external part of lenses, and also the high durable
coating
that protects from light scratches the surfaces as well.
Yeah, you know, when you have the binoculars and you touch the lens with, let's say, your cloth unintentionally or something like that, the scratches will not appear immediately, like on non-protected surfaces. They're also waterproof, fully filled with nitrogen, and basically a really high quality product. I also have to point out that the periapoder prisms inside of these binoculars, they're really something special, because nobody else produces a non-standard prisms. Everybody else is producing either a normal pore or roof prisms of either Abeconic type, which is quite rare, or Schmidt and Pechan type. But Leica did, I would say, one step further, and they introduced this custom prisms just to get this optimal optical performance. And this is a big plus.
We also have some accessories here. Yeah. I would like to point out that the battery compartment, which is located on the bottom, should always be accessed with this tool here, or with a similar tool that's also made from plastic, so that you do not scratch the cap underneath that covers the battery compartment, basically.
This is the first step, always use the tool, because if you use the... To be honest, with a coin, it's quite hard to access this.
And you can avoid scratches with a coin.
It's too rough. Yeah.
And it's included with all the Geovid models, this tool.
You also get the ring guards. You get the warranty card, you also get the certificate that the binoculars were checked before they left the factory, the really thick manual where everything is described, a carrying bag and a carrying strap.
We also, I think, forgot to put the warranty card on the table.
Mm-hmm.
This one has 5 years of warranty on the... Yeah.
And also the service life is quite longer because we still have... instances when somebody is sending us back 15 years old Geovid with some kind of damage caused by use, and they still service them. So I'm sure that even when the warranty runs out, you're still able to send them back and they will still service your binoculars, even if it's 15, 20 years old. So this is something
that
also
customer care is at a high level.
Yeah,
definitely, because they're a reputable company with long tradition. This is only appropriate, right?
We started this video with the fact that Leica is producing rangefinding binoculars since 1992, but the fact is also that they are producing binoculars in general for more than 110 years. They're producing binoculars since 1907. So they are a company which is considered to produce one of the best binoculars on the market, and when we talk about range-finding binoculars, they're just like in the class of their own. They're setting the standards by which all others are then measured. I hope we didn't forget something. If we did, please use comments below. We will come back to you with all the information you need, or send us an email. And normally, if you like our videos, please subscribe.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.